We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the Post Game Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Let's head back to Tony Castricone.
Along with Jason Hamilton, Huskies fall to Arizona State 80-72 tonight. An incredibly better performance than they had just two nights ago down in Tempe when the Dogs lost by 33 and really seemed to be out of the game from late in the first half on. This, the complete opposite. This was a great basketball game. The margin at the end of 8, not really indicative of how this game went. In fact, it was Arizona State's largest lead of the game. In order to win by 8 points, this game was mostly played between being a tie ball game and ASU by like 4 points. Yeah. I mean, a nip and tuck affair for the majority of this game. But ASU, with an 8-0 run in the final minute of the game, takes what was a 72-all tie and turns it into an 80-72 win for the Sun Devils.
You know, this has been a really tough season for Washington basketball. And, you know, you think about the game on Tuesday, in a blowout, not playing well at all, and Arizona State just sort of doing whatever they wanted. As you mentioned, this was a complete opposite game in that the Huskies, you know, fought and clawed, which also makes it more gut-wrenching. Yeah. Because they had an opportunity to win this game down the stretch. You know, unfortunately, Quade Green, who's your best, one of your best free throw shooters, one of the best free throw shooters in the league, misses two at a critical moment. That wasn't even the difference, but at a critical moment, you foul when you're only down two with more time. You know, that was not ideal. And then, you know, you're not able to score in the last 2 minutes and 2 seconds of this ball game and allow Arizona State to go on an 8-0 run to finish.
Yeah, Huskies shot the ball 11 for 22 from three to start the game. Their first 22 attempts, they shot 50%, but they missed their last five attempts down the stretch. And, yeah, to your point, just 50% at the free throw line in a game that, again, the final score says at 8-point margin, this game was played between 2 and 4 points for, I'd say, 38 minutes of this contest. It was in that range for almost throughout.
Yeah, and free throws against Arizona State have just been head-scratching. They were 9 of 20, again, in a blowout game on Tuesday, 9 of 20 from the line. And here, 7 of 14. And this is not – that's not going to win you a lot of ball games, especially as you're trying to close the game out down the stretch.
Remy Martin, the Pac-12's leading scorer, finishes with 31 points, a season high for him. But you mentioned head-scratching. Another thing that's a little head-scratching is Kamani Lawrence for ASU came into this week averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds per game. Not – a superlative player by any stretch of the imagination, but gosh, by the time these two games are done against Washington this week, he's averaging 21.5 points and 16 rebounds in the two games against Washington this week. He finished with 20 boards today, which is the most rebounds that any player in the Pac-12 has had in any game this year.
Yeah, he'd be an All-American if he played 28 games against the Huskies.
That's right.
It feels like. I mean, he just has a way of utilizing his guards and doing a great job of figuring out how to score and give him and his team extra possessions.
Yeah. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Husky Basketball from Learfield IMG College. All right, so the Huskies fall to Arizona State 80-72 tonight. Again, a much better showing than we had the other night on Tuesday, but still falling short down the stretch. a game with a lot of lead changes, Jason. I think 11 lead changes in this game. It was a back-and-forth game, and the Huskies hit some big shots time and time again to take some leads, including late in the second half. The Dogs overall shot pretty well from three, 41% on the night, and had four players in double figures. Quade Green was 16, 14 from Jamal Bay, 13 for Stevenson, and Cole Badgema, an efficient 11 points on just four field goal attempts tonight. But, you know, all things considered, you know, down the stretch, they just weren't able to make a couple of those offensive plays in the final minute.
Yeah, Cole Badgema perfect from the field as well. 4 of 4, 3 of 3 from three. You know, and it's unfortunate because this game, Tony, is going to be thought of in basically the last 90 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, Washington was good enough to win this game up until the last 90 seconds, up until the last 60 seconds where they could not execute down the stretch.
Eric Stevenson with 8 rebounds for the Huskies. That did not lead the way. Nate Roberts, who we talked about this during the game, over the last 9 games, Nate Roberts averaging 3.6 rebounds per game. Had never had more than 4 rebounds in a game over the last 9 games. Well, that has to do with foul trouble, not a lot of minutes on the floor. Roberts tonight, a huge factor in this game. 7 points, 11 rebounds in 24 minutes. And it just goes to show you the presence that Nate Roberts can have in a ball game if he's out there during crucial minutes.
Yeah, but that means he has to be out there. You have to be able to rely on him. He's got to get smarter in taking some silly fouls and being in the right defensive position. But if you can rely on Nate Roberts to give you a near double-double, that changes what this offense and defense looks like for Washington. You know, as disappointed as I am in the loss here today, especially the way that Washington played and being that close, you know, outside of the Tuesday game, over the last 5 or 6 games, you look at this team and you go, you know what? On any given day, they can beat their opponent in this Pac-12 because there isn't a great team in the league. So, you know, you dust yourself off, you drive, you know, down the I-10 to Tucson, and you go do it again on Saturday morning.
Yeah, and also I think that game on Tuesday, that was a half a game. And then, you know, after that, then you're trying to manage minutes a little bit. You're putting a lot of guys in. We saw a very tight rotation tonight. Huskies played 7 players. You know, they started Sahonis, Roberts, Bay, Wright, and Green. And then we saw Stevenson and Badgema off the bench. That was it. And all 7 of those guys really had some big contributions today.
Well, I think that's generally speaking what Coach Hopkins would like to do, to play 7 or 8. I think he hasn't had the ability to do that because of some of the performances. He's had to sort of tinker with the lineups. But I could very easily see this same 7 playing the bulk of the minutes again on Tuesday, or excuse me, on Saturday, depending on how that game goes.
All right. Arizona State 80, Washington 72. Huskies fall tonight in Tempe. And, again, we'll be in Tucson on Saturday with an 11 a.m. tip-off. Our pregame coverage will start at 10:30. We'll talk to head coach Mike Hopkins here coming up on the postgame show. Also get you the Air Van move of the game and the Toyota player of the game. That's coming up after this word from Home Street Bank.
Home Street Bank was born in Seattle, and for nearly 100 years, we've been your neighbor and a passionate supporter of local communities. That's why we continue to sponsor and support Husky Athletics through these challenging times. Home Street Bank remains dedicated to serving current and new customers through personal banking, home loan, and business banking solutions. Whether online or in person, we're here, and we're looking forward to helping you. HomeStreet.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A favorite prehistoric family is back and in search of a new home. Rent the Croods, a new age, now available at Redbox. After surviving the end of the only world they knew, the Croods come upon a safe haven to settle, only to find out it's already occupied by the Bettermans. From their intricately made treehouse to their many impressive inventions, everything about the Bettermans seems better. And an epic clash between the two families is imminent. Watch the Croods, a new age, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
What do Toyota Camry and Prius have in common? Both have set industry standards for years. Now, with the introduction of the new all-wheel drive Camry, they both come with the confidence and safety of Toyota all-wheel drive handling for all kinds of weather. Both deliver outstanding fuel economy, with Prius leading the way, and they both include the most advanced safety features as standard equipment. The new all-wheel drive Camry and Prius. Uncommon cars with a lot in common. Toyota, let's go places.
Air Van Moving is the official mover of Washington Huskies basketball. When the Huskies hit the road, they rely on Air Van to transport their equipment safely and to deliver right on time. The dogs trust Air Van to meet all their moving challenges, and now you can too, whether moving in town or out of town, business or personal. Let Air Van Moving be your official mover. Contact Air Van Moving at 1-800-681-9017 or online at airvanmoving.com. Air Van, the official moving company of Husky basketball, and your next move. ASU 80, Washington 72. Huskies fall in Tempe tonight. An 8-0 run for the Sun Devils over the final minute, sealing the deal for Arizona State as they get the victory, and the Huskies with the loss tonight, falling to 5-19 on the season, 4-15 in Pac-12 play. We'll wrap up a regular season schedule coming up on Saturday in Tucson against Arizona. Let's get you tonight's player of the game. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Mr. Hamilton, we got four scorers in double figures today. We got Nate Roberts with 7 points, 11 rebounds. What do you want to go with here today?
You know, I don't know that there was one player that completely just stood out because there was a lot of great contributions. But I think we're going to have to go with Nate Roberts. I mean, he has not been that lead guy. You know, for him to have 7 and 11 and stay out of foul trouble, I would like to give him the nod today.
Yeah, only 3 fouls in this game. Never really had that sense of like he's not in the ball game because of foul trouble or anything like that. So Nate Roberts with the 11 rebounds, really big in helping the Huskies battle for every extra possession. Only got out rebounded by one this evening at Arizona State, and he was battling with Lawrence down there on the glass all night long. So Nate Roberts, 7 points, 11 rebounds. He is your Toyota player of the game. Arizona State, 80, Washington, 72. This was a night where, you know, as we take a look at the scoring, we talked about the four guys in double figures, 16 for Green, 14 for Bay, 13 for Stevenson, 11 for Bajima. You had 7 from Roberts, 6 from Wright, and 5 from Sahonis. Sahonis 2 for 9 from the floor tonight. He had some opportunities around the rim. He did have a good look at 3, a wide-open look at 3 that I thought, oh, that could be the shot that turns the tides there in the final minute. Just a night where he kind of struggled a little bit.
Yeah, in positions, like you said, where we're used to seeing him convert, you know, especially if he gets into the lane with it being a bigger guard over some smaller guards. But again, you got to give credit to the weak side defense that Lawrence provided to alter some of those shots and make it difficult for him to score. But yeah, there were some real opportunities for this Husky team, including Marcus Sahonis, to get it done.
Bajima with the 11 on 4 field goal attempts. Quade Green 2 for 7 from the outside. You know, it's funny, he had a couple of wide open shots that didn't go, but he also hit some big ones as well.
And created some opportunities. Don't forget the 7 assists that he had in this one. But you're right. It's rare that you see Quade Green with his feet set with no defender around him. And you even remarked on the 1-3 where he even had enough time to dribble and reset and still wasn't able to get that one to go.
Yeah, Arizona State 80, Washington 72. Huskies fall in Tempe tonight, heading down the road to Tucson to take on Arizona this upcoming Saturday. We'll get you the Air Van Move of the Game coming up. That's when our post-game coverage continues in a moment after this from Bail Breaker.
At Bail Breaker Brewing, we've always been proud supporters of UW Athletics since we paid tuition there. We're also proud supporters of fresh-brewed local craft beer on game day, which is why we'll be enjoying our Northwestern brand of family-farmed hoppiness during every Husky game this year. And we hope you'll raise a Bail Breaker to the Huskies on game day as well. Or drop by the brewery and grab some to go. You know, for all those other days. Bail Breaker Brewing, fresh off the farm.
Alaska Airlines is proud to support Husky basketball. Like the fearless Huskies, we don't drop the ball when it comes to what matters. We're taking your safety seriously with tons of new ways to watch your back, like enhanced cleaning measures and masks required on every flight. So get back out there with the crew that cares. Book now, mask up, let's go. Learn more at alaskaair.com.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Bow down and drink up at Red Hook Brew Lab, located in the heart of Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood and less than 5 miles away from campus. Proudly partnered with Washington Husky Athletics, Red Hook offers a variety of small batch beers brewed on site, delicious wood-fired pizzas, small bites, craft cocktails, and more. With hygienic practices in place and social distancing in effect, Red Hook Brew Lab is your go-to destination to enjoy great beer and delicious food leading up to and during the upcoming football and basketball seasons. Go Dogs!
Join the Emerald Queen Casino Players Club and open up a world of exciting perks all week long. Get in on the action Sundays and Mondays with our Love Your Neighbor Hot Seat promotion. Tuesdays are Pick a Multiplier Day. And on Fridays, be sure to check out our Lucky Seat Table game drawings. Plus, download the EQC mobile app for a chance to win the new iPhone 12. Drawing on February 28th. The Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
To 72, Arizona State defeats Washington tonight in Tempe as we continue here on the postgame show. And it's time now for the Air Van Move of the Game. It's brought to you by Air Van Moving, the official mover of Husky basketball and your next move. And there were many plays where the Huskies were able to claim the lead late in the second half today, including this nice find to Nate Roberts for the slam. The Huskies can take the lead here with under eight to play. Quade Green, top of the key, screen and roll to Roberts, rocks the rim with a two-handed punch. Dogs lead 64-62.
We saw that screen roll work in the first game while Washington was getting blown out, but they're another perfect two-man play.
And a sixth assist tonight for Quade Green. That was a slam that gave Nate Roberts 7 points on the game and an assist that gave Quade Green 7 dimes on the contest. That's your Air Van Move of the Game, brought to you by Air Van Moving, official mover of Husky basketball, and your next move. Now joined by head coach Mike Hopkins here on the postgame show. And Coach Hop, this was, a thrilling game down to the wire. You come down to the final minute, and ASU with that 8-0 run toward the end, able to get it done. But you have to be really happy with the way your team performed compared to the other night.
Yeah, I'm not happy we lost by any stretch of imagination. There's no, we lost. I am happy that we responded. And, we had some fight, but we just couldn't execute down the stretch.
Coach, what a difference it makes to make some shots, right? And we always talk about that when shots are going down. You had those shots in the game on Tuesday. You had them again here tonight, and you guys were able to capitalize.
Yeah, for the most part, at one point we had 9 assists in the second half. I mean, we were just moving the ball and we were getting space. I thought we controlled the tempo for the most part. And, Cole stepped up. A lot of our guys made some shots, and it obviously makes a big difference in the game.
Coach, what did you see in the final minute when there was the opportunity there?
You know what? I made a mistake. I should have called a timeout. I thought, I had a gut that, I didn't want them to set up the defense. It is what it is. But, we just didn't execute. We were down two. We turned it over a couple times, missed an open shot, and they made a shot. That's the difference in these close games.
We were talking about this, Coach Tony and I. You just had some sort of strange things happen, too. You've got one of your leaders and one of your best free throw shooters in Quade Green step up to the line and not make either one of those free throws, and then you get a foul from Hamir Wright. So it is always those little things that make the biggest difference.
You know what? It's the little things. And, we've had some really good moments. We just, like you said, sometimes those things happen, but hopefully you're not putting yourself in those situations by the plays that are happening before. But we fought, we rebounded, we shared for the most part, and we just came up a little bit short.
I wanted to ask you about rebounding. You know, really competitive on the glass tonight. Nate Roberts chipping in a big way. I think it's been a while since he's had more than 5 rebounds in a game, and he came through with 11 tonight. What did you see in the battle on the glass?
I thought he did a really good job on the glass for the most part, and he got those two, you know, baskets off offensive glass, which was huge. And he just had a good pop to him. He had a good pop on the defensive end. He did a really good job on his switches and when we trapped. And really proud of how he played tonight.
Coach, you also shortened up the rotation, you know, tonight only playing 7, but you got great contributions from all 7 that played.
Yeah, you know, the guys, we had a good fight tonight. We had a good rhythm. The guys came in. Thought Cole Badgema came in and had his best game of the year. He was poised. He shared it. He shot it. He defended. I was really happy with his performance. He gave us a huge lift tonight.
All right, Mike, now you go down the road to Tucson and take on an Arizona team that, you know, obviously this will be your last game of the regular season. You got one more opportunity here before Pac-12 play.
Yeah, these are incredible opportunities, and the biggest thing that we're focused on is how we can become better as a team. And I felt like tonight we showed some really good signs. We just got to do it for longer periods, like we've been saying it all year. And you know, we were pretty good in our defense tonight for the most part. We lost Remy late, but hopefully we can go down to Tucson and play a good game and hopefully come out with a victory.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate the time.
All right, take care.
Head coach Mike Hopkins there as the Huskies fall in a close game in Tempe. Final score 80-72, Arizona State with the win. We will wrap up our postgame coverage coming up after this from Redbox.
A favorite prehistoric family is back and in search of a new home. Rent the Croods, a new age, now available at Redbox. After surviving the end of the only world they knew, the Croods come upon a safe haven to settle, only to find out it's already occupied by the Bettermans. From their intricately made treehouse to their many impressive inventions, everything about the Bettermans seems better. And an epic clash between the two families is imminent. Watch the Croods, a new age, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
At Bale Breaker Brewing, we've always been proud supporters of UW Athletics since we paid tuition there. We're also proud supporters of fresh brewed local craft beer on game day, which is why we'll be enjoying our Northwestern brand of family farmed hoppiness during every Husky game this year. And we hope you'll raise a Bale Breaker to the Huskies on game day as well. Or drop by the brewery and grab some to go. You know, for all those other days. Bale Breaker Brewing, fresh off the farm.
Home Street Bank was born in Seattle, and for nearly 100 years, we've been your neighbor and a passionate supporter of local communities. That's why we continue to sponsor and support Husky Athletics through these challenging times. Home Street Bank remains dedicated to serving current and new customers through personal banking, home loan, and business banking solutions. Whether online or in person, we're here, and we're looking forward to helping you. HomeStreet.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Arizona State 80, Washington 72. Huskies fall in Tempe. Much better showing than they had on Tuesday night, no question about it, but still disappointing loss nonetheless. Game was tied at 72 with 58 seconds left, Jason. And Arizona State closes on an 8-0 run, and so now the Huskies will head to Tucson, where they wrapped up last year's regular season, and they did so with a win, and they'll try to do the same thing this year.
Yeah, hopefully they can repeat that performance and feel good about going to Vegas. Although, you know, with that week break, there's going to be a bit of a wait there. But, you know, regardless, I think if you're a player, if you're a coach, you're taking some positives to this game and just trying to refine a few things moving into Tucson to try to get that W.
Yeah, no question there were positives. And it's a different Husky team than we saw early in the year. Back on New Year's Eve when Arizona came here and handed the Huskies a 27-point loss, that was the largest margin of defeat the Huskies had at home all season long this year. And so certainly it's going to be a tough matchup against Arizona. But the defense that this team is playing, at least consistently, is much better than it was earlier in the year.
Yeah, and I think they have a better belief of what they're trying to do, right? I mean, I think, you know, early in the year, the 2-3 zone, the standard 2-3 zone that they were playing and what they played against Arizona, you know, maybe the personnel is not right for that. They've made some adjustments. They switched up. They've gone more man-to-man or switching between man and zone, and it's been more effective, you know, save for a couple of games, you know, Stanford included. They've done a really nice job of at least being able to stay with teams, and then it comes down to, does the offense produce enough points?
Yeah, so we'll see. On Saturday morning in Tucson, it'll be an 11 a.m. tip-off. Not too often you tip it off before noon, but the Huskies will do that at Arizona on Saturday, 11 a.m. tip-off. Our pregame coverage will start at 10:30 on the network. Thanks to Terry Ryan, our engineer here today. Gabe Genovese is standing by in the network studios with a check of scores on a busy day in the Pac-12 and the Top 25 when our post-game coverage continues in a moment. For Jason Hamilton, I'm Tony Castricone. Arizona State 80, Washington 72. Selena, I'm coming home. This is Husky Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Join the Emerald Queen Casino Players Club and open up a world of exciting perks all week long. Get in on the action Sundays and Mondays with our Love Your Neighbor Hot Seat promotion. Tuesdays are Pick a Multiplier Day. And on Fridays, be sure to check out our Lucky Seat Table game drawings. Plus, download the EQC mobile app for a chance to win the new iPhone 12. Drawing on February 28th. The Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, dog fans, you want to hit the nail on the head this season when remodeling or custom building your dog den? Let the awesome Hammer and Nail team take over and turn your building dreams into reality. The team at Hammer and Nail knows a few things about the hardwood, and their commitment to high-quality custom work is what sets them apart from the other guys. They handle everything from scheduling and quality control to making sure your project is on budget. Call Doug, the owner, at 425-732-9676 or jump on the web, hammerandnail.build. Go, dogs.
Alaska Airlines is proud to support Husky basketball. Like the fearless Huskies, we don't drop the ball when it comes to what matters. We're taking your safety seriously with tons of new ways to watch your back, like enhanced cleaning measures and masks required on every flight. So get back out there with the crew that cares. Book now, mask up, let's go. Learn more at alaskaair.com.
Huskies fall to Arizona State tonight, 80-72. Sun Devils end the game on an 8-0 run in the last minute when it was tied at 72. And Washington falls in back-to-back games against the Sun Devils. Gabe Genovese with you in the Learfield IMG College Network Studios. Let's take one last look around the Pac-12 and Top 25. First, the Star Rentals Pac-12 scoreboard. Star Rentals, preferred supplier to the West's best contractors. Three games in progress now. UCLA up by 14, 63-49, with just under 8 minutes to go over at the Huntsman Center. Colorado off to a quick start, up 19-8 with 10.5 minutes to go in the first half at home against number 19 USC. Again, Colorado by 11. And Oregon up by 1, 18-17 on Stanford with 8.5 minutes to go over at Maples Pavilion. Busy day in the top 25 as well. Few finals from earlier. Gonzaga defeats Santa Clara 89-75. The top-ranked Zags are now 23-0. And third-ranked Michigan hammers number 9 Iowa 79-57 at home to improve to 17-1 overall. Michigan stays really hot, one of the best teams in college basketball. Washington back in action Saturday at Arizona. Morning tip-off. Tip-off set for 11 a.m. Our pregame coverage will begin at 10:30 Saturday morning. One more time, your final score, Arizona State 80, Washington 72. For tonight, for Tony Castricone, Jason Hamilton, and our engineer, Terry Ryan, I'm Gabe Genovese saying so long. Thanks for listening to Washington Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
You've been listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Today's game was also sponsored by State Farm. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. The Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. Redbox, the official at-home movie partner of the Pac-12. Visit Redbox.com for new movies and thousands more. And Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Washington Sports Network.